Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Duke's Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. They're the ones who's coming
up and the world is in their hands. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. We are here because we are here to help entrepreneurs to help entrepreneurs. I'm here with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. And Mr. Dukes, how you doing this evening?
We are doing just great, Mr. Gene. Is trying to get this call-in sign number right.
All right, I got a little task for you after we go to... It's going to break. We'll make that adjustment once we introduce ourselves. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. How about yourselves?
We are just hanging tough.
Staying dry.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Bobby's the guy that makes the show work.
Yesterday, he even lost my watch.
Oh, no. I'll describe it on the radio.
Okay, so Bobby's the guy that makes the show work, and he's so helpful. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that I'm going to play for you very quickly. And so, Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Yes, that's what happens, and we're available, so go check us out on YouTube and Facebook, and you're more than welcome to put something in the chat. You can ask a question or give a comment. We would definitely appreciate it, and that's both on YouTube and Facebook. So hopefully we hear something from you and share your thoughts, ask your questions. I may get to them, I may not, but we will try to get them out as they come out to everyone else. So Mr. Dukes, how are you doing this evening?
We're doing just great, Mr. Gene. We are ready for a great show.
We are?
Yes, we are.
Okay, then. We are.
The man says so.
That's right.
If he says so, that means we're going to have to make it great somehow. This show is for entrepreneurs, about entrepreneurs, helping entrepreneurs. And tonight's show is taking some quotes that we got from some famous people and using our interpretations of those quotes. And so for example, I'm going to ask this question in a... I'm going to make this statement in a question just a second, but the formal question is going to be... The formal quote is going to be, formal education will make you a living, self-education will make you a fortune. And that's the quote, and that quote was made by Jim Rohn. However, I'm going to ask the question tonight with Mr. Dukes and myself, what is formal education? What does it mean to you? What is it to you? And if you have some comments what you think formal education is, put it in the chat, or you're welcome to call the station and chime in for a minute. However, but once we go through what you think it is, based on your opinion, then I'm going to go through what do you think self-education is. Okay, so you have myself and Mr. Dukes here. We're going to be giving you our thoughts, and Bobby may chime in. You're more than welcome to chime in. But anyway, if any of you others have any thoughts on that quote, what it means to you, because it's important to understand what it means to you, because we are trying to help build a workforce. As entrepreneurs, you are part of the leaders that has the ideas and things, and so you have to hire individuals, but you want your company to thrive and you want your company to make an impact in the workforce. So your understanding of what formal education is, whatever you think it is, as well as your knowledge of self-education. So we welcome your thoughts on that. The reason is because our workforce is lacking productivity. And so how you find your employees is part of the big question. And the employees that you've been getting, if they aren't meeting up to what you think they ought to be in terms of your productivity, then somehow you've got to try to think of what is the problem, and we're here to try to help you to solve the problem. Okay, by digging into some of these quotes a little deeper. However, since we only have me, myself, and Mr. Dukes, and Mr. Bobby occasionally, that's only three of us. So you're welcome to chime in and give us your thoughts on certain quotes. We got a couple of them that we're going to go through. As we break down what someone said, and you hear our interpretations based on looking at it from our point of view. That sound clear, Mr. Dukes?
Yes, sir. That's very clear. Okay. Clear as mud.
Okay, so you all have a point of view.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a little format to share your point of view. However, you have about 30 seconds, mm-hmm. between 30 and 45 seconds. I'm not going to let you go on and on and on, but you are more than welcome to give us your point of view. Because we have an opportunity to make that happen. There's some magazines out there and other things called a point of view. Well, we have an opportunity to give you or listen to your point of view. It's not for you to defend anything, or nobody's going to be wrong, because your opinion is yours. You own it, and there is no wrong in your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think I'm talking about you, there's no wrong in my opinion. My opinion is my opinion.
Yes,
see,
sir.
I didn't ask for your approval. I just gave you my opinion.
Okay.
Anyway, so I want to hear opinions. There is no judgment going on here out loud. So
judge, Bobby.
So I want you to feel that you can add your comments if you choose, or put them in the chat.
You're going to record what he says about me on the way home, too? Okay. Then we're going to play it.
Yeah. We do go over these videos. Okay, so we can look at what we did.
You do play-by-play, or you go back and rehearse them?
Yeah. Anyway, so we do look at what could we have done better, quicker, faster, sooner, and all that sort of stuff, because that's what rehearsal is all about. It's practice, practice, practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want any of you, if you're watching this, to think I'm sitting in the hot seat and I've made it and all that sort of stuff. I'm going through learning just like many of the rest of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
It's all about learning, and I could learn much from some of you out there. And all I'm doing is sharing what I've learned so far from some of you out there. But it's time that we go take a short break so we can really get into the meat of this. You listen to myself along with Mr. Dukes here and Bobby.
Right,
and
here.
We'll be right back after a word from my sponsor.
Yes.
See you. Hey, Tampa Bay. Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Just like many of you, and I'm trying to figure out my way of getting it, but
we are.
We're here, and I see that Mabel has chimed in. Hello, Mabel. I can say that because nobody knows who you are at this point, hopefully. but we're going to get on to the show here. I'm going to repeat a quote made by someone who's famous. And I'm going to mention their name. Then we're going to break down the quote in terms of our interpretation. And so not so much ours. I'm going to ask Mr. Dukes to share his. I may share mine. And Bobby, you're more than welcome to chime in with yours. Okay, so number one, the first thing we're going to start with. Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. Because that was made by Jim Rohn, very knowledgeable person.
Mm-hmm.
He has several videos out on YouTube. Every now and then we'll play a couple of them because his thoughts will help all of us. But formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. So I'm going to ask Mr. Dukes here. What do you think formal education is, in your opinion?
In my opinion, it's classroom training or some type of professional training that's being offered. And with that type of training, it can make you a living if you follow the structure of it.
Okay, so formal education
is classroom.
It's what to you? Classroom training?
Classroom training.
Okay. That it?
That's it.
Okay, so if you got classroom training, then you got a formal education.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. So many of you went to kindergarten. I don't think they got kindergarten anymore.
Yeah, they still have. They call it
daycare.
They still have kindergarten.
Daycare, then BPK,
BPK.
Yeah.
Is that a formal class?
That's why it was created to start to teach, you know, shapes and things, I guess.
Shape the child life.
Okay. So you call that a formal class.
Mm-hmm.
You call that formal education. Okay.
My definition would be any kind of institutional based
such as
education. So in other words, by a school system or because I think I would say that there are other classes that you take that may not that I wouldn't necessarily put underneath a
formal.
I don't know. I've always just kind of seen it as something that's you know done in an institution in a system in a.
All right, I'm going to give you mine. A formal education is some structure that someone else has put together for us, meaning the rest of us to mm-hmm. go through, so that we all kind of get some of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's formal education. So if you have some formal education, it's possible to make a living. Can you make a living in kindergarten?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it can give you the basic.
In kindergarten?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So it's possible then to get formal education based on hearing from the two of you just by going somewhere.
Well, not just say somewhere.
But so see, that's what I'm saying. Institutional based,
training,
where
basic training, where it's organized training.
Or yes, organized. In other words,
and it's a setting that somebody has structured for you to formulate to go by.
Okay.
All the way up to being required.
Right.
From organized to actually being required. I consider that a range of formal training, because someone might just mm-hmm. teach a group of you things, but I don't necessarily consider it formal per se, because they just sporadically decided to teach you something because they mm-hmm. may have seen that a group of employees aren't doing a certain task correctly or need of training.
Okay, so formal is something that somebody else structured for you.
Right. I can go along with that.
But that's just my opinion.
That's your opinion.
So because many entrepreneurs didn't go that route.
No.
Or they went that route and said, I'm going to step outside of this stuff and go do something else. Just something to think about. Okay, so we got through formal education. We don't want to take up the clock just talking about formal education, because some of you got it, what the other people call formal, and some of you may not have it, what the other people call not having a formal education.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, the statement was formal education will make you a living.
Right.
Okay, self-education will make you a fortune. What is your interpretation of self-education, Mr. Dukes?
Very creative. You're able to go out and create something that nobody else has established. And that's why it can make you a fortune, because you're the only one to have created that.
Repeat what it is again.
It's something that you have created.
Something that you have created.
Yeah, individual, if you're going into be an entrepreneur, because most entrepreneurs, they come up with ideas that nobody else don't have. They create something.
All righty. I don't know if Bobby wants to chime in on that, but self-education is
I think it's a collection of experiences that you have mm-hmm. throughout your career. Is what how I would define it.
Okay.
Because sometimes you don't know self-education until it's already happened, and you say, "Wow, that was quite informative," you know, or something like that.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say the self-education is a learning experience whereby you choose to go find something that you want, something that you want to find out.
Mm-hmm.
That's self-education.
Yes. And along with that,
In my opinion,
yeah. You're right about that. And that's what caused individuals to create something that nobody else has, or nobody has done, or nobody has tried to accomplish.
Okay. So we got four definitions of self-education and three of formal education.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so this is not the question not a case of going back and forth. But we got one more before the break, so let me just move this off.
Move right on.
An entrepreneur, which is what this show is all about, it only involves humans. Okay? So an entrepreneur, and I need to state that, because we're living in a world where robotic things are kind of not really taking over, because we're the ones choosing them to do stuff for us. And so they're not doing anything, but we believe they are really human. But humans.
You're saying we believe they're driving us around?
Yes.
And they're really just programmed to
drive
miss every light pole?
Yep, they don't know right from wrong. They just follow the instructions.
That's true.
So now, in case many of you don't know that, wait a little longer. We'll see.
We'll see how well they're programmed.
Right, exactly. Okay, but this one says an entrepreneur. I think I missed something here. Okay.
Is someone?
An entrepreneur is someone who jumps off a cliff and builds a plane on the way.
He's really
down. Now, my question is, first of all, I'm going to say a person by the name of Paul Huffman said that. I'm not sure what he was doing when he said that, but
he was jumping off a cliff.
Again, hopefully it's a he. But an entrepreneur is someone who jumps off a cliff and builds a plane on the way down. What do you think that means to you, Mr. Dukes?
He's a guy that's creative, and he has the motivation, or he has the knowledge to be able to jump and continuously to do something after he jumped.
Wait, we got to stop this. I just want to show you this real quick.
Someone who...
Yeah. It's not a he.
Whether it could be he or she.
Right.
Right.
Right. You got to make sure you include all of them or don't include none of them. So the statement just says someone. Exactly.
Someone who jumps off a cliff.
Right. So what is your interpretation of that?
That individual is capable of doing that as they are jumping from a cliff. That means they can do more than one task at any given time.
Okay, that's what it means to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would say that jumping off a cliff, somebody's jumping off a cliff, I call them crazy. Committing suicide. However, in this particular situation, I would just say the person who jumps off is the person who steps out on some belief, some faith that says, I'm going to go create this thought based on my idea or based on my vision. And they build it along the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's my interpretation.
Okay.
I would piggyback off of that and say that...
Hey, give me a point.
No, I do. No, I would say, you know, you have an idea of how to put a plane together before
right.
you jump, but you don't have it assembled. You don't have time to just sit around and wait to assemble it. You gotta go and put it together. And you might have one shorter wing than the other, but you're gonna have a somewhat soft landing.
Great. Well, I want you all to look at these statements that somebody made, Reed Huffman, but what does it mean to you? Because meaning that to you could help you to make that step. You know, what does it mean to you? Fear may be there, but how do you step and have fear at the same time? We'll talk more about that a little bit later on, because we got to go to break.
All right.
There's a time flying by. You listen to myself and Mr. Dukes and Mr. Bobby. We've been talking about famous quotes and giving you our interpretation of what those quotes mean to us. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
If you have
something to say, the number's right in front of you. Give us a call, 727-441-3000, or go out to the chat and put something in there. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Nobody stop you. Don't let nothing stop you. You are going to get obstacles. You're supposed to get obstacles. There's no easy road.
No.
Just don't do any stopping. And the only one that can do the stopping is you.
You.
So, that's something I'd just like to have you think about. What we're doing tonight is we are going through some quotes made by famous people, and we're giving you our interpretation of those quotes. And we've gone through two, just in case you missed it. The first one was a quote by Jim Rohn. His statement was, formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. That was by Jim Rohn. The second one was by a person by the name of Reid Hoffman. And Reed said, an entrepreneur is someone who jumps off a cliff and builds a plane on the way down. Anyway, so we were giving you our interpretations of those quotes. We're going to go to quote number three now.
All right.
Okay, quote number three is by a person by the name of James Dyson. And James said, everyone has ideas. They may be too busy or lack the confidence or technical ability to carry them out, but I want to carry them out. It is a matter of getting up and doing it. Okay, so I can repeat that again in case you want to hear it again.
Yes.
Everyone has ideas. Everyone. Okay, so.
Right.
Okay, so stay tuned. I'm going to ask you for some of yours. But then it says, they may be too busy or lack the confidence or technical ability to carry them out. Somebody thought of going to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple thousand years ago. I don't know. Anyway, but it says, but I want to carry them out, which is you. It's a matter of getting up and doing it. Because of James
Dyson
said that.
Say.
It's a matter of getting up and doing it. He didn't say start. He just said doing it.
What Nike said. Because,
you know, where's the starting point?
Well, he left that up to you and I.
Right.
So, Mr. Dukes, I'm going to go back to you. Everyone has ideas. What do you think that means to you? What does that mean to you?
I mean that every individual do have ideas. And what they do with them. as they say, they may be too busy. They have the idea, but they may be too busy or lack the confidence or the technical ability to carry them out. And
okay. What does an idea mean to you?
Idea mean to me that something I have in my mind that I want to see accomplished or I would like to try to get accomplished.
Okay. Do you have one that you could share with the world?
No.
Okay. All right. Next we'll move on to Bobby. Because some of you some of you don't want anybody to know your ideas.
Uh-oh.
And even if you only have one. But some of you, we want to make sure we identify with everybody. So we don't want to leave anyone out.
Nobody.
Right. So anyways, but everybody has ideas. Bobby, you have any ideas?
Do I have ideas? Well,
any. One.
I have an idea
three.
For a multifaceted production services and management company that can provide anything from stage management to live streaming could be for all these new kind of virtual events that we have. Could be ranges from management all the way down to technical, work. And that's what I'm building upon.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's what this idea is building upon.
That's a great idea. I may ask you to repeat it later. I mean, but it sounds like a great idea.
I forget it.
But everybody has ideas. I'm going to make a bold statement. If you want your idea to happen, most likely you've got to share it with someone.
I'm not going to share it. Bobby may steal my idea.
Okay. And that's unfortunate because...
Well, as much as I like cars, I probably won't take your idea.
Well, it doesn't really matter because if you... It's your idea. That doesn't mean the person next to you doesn't have the same idea. It's that one speaks the idea in order to get the assistance because now people know what the person... It can imagine or thinking about.
Uh-huh.
The other keeps theirs on the inside and doesn't want to share it because the fear of someone taking it keeps them from bringing it to fruition. When somebody might bring it to fruition anyway.
True.
Because it was theirs. But I've also said that you really, in my opinion, you cannot do anything in this world without someone helping you, and they don't have to be out front. Matter of fact, most of the help comes from
behind.
Right, it comes from behind. It's invisible. Once we know what you want to do, then we can help you to do it. Now, somehow, as children, we share a lot of thoughts and ideas because we haven't started to put lids on our thinking. We just put it out there.
We take the blinders off.
And so we don't realize we have blinders on as a child.
Yes.
And when you get big enough, you start putting blinders on because you don't want anybody to see or know what you're doing. Not everybody, some. But everyone has ideas. I got some ideas. I got a whole bunch of them. Matter of fact, I got so many ideas, I wish some of you that need an idea would pop up so I can tell you mine, because maybe we can go do it together, or I can let you just go do it. So I just would like to have you think about that. Because this person, James Dyson, said everybody's got them.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got them. So imagine how much doesn't get out there so that we know what's on your mind. Just imagine it. It affects our workforce.
Yes.
It affects every entrepreneur.
Yes.
Because those entrepreneurs stepped out on something they wanted everyone to see. And many other entrepreneurs haven't become entrepreneurs yet.
No.
They're thinking about it.
They're right.
But they don't want to share their idea.
But Mr. Jan, I like the statement. The statement said they may be too busy. or lack the confidence.
Right.
And that's the case. A lot of cases, you got individuals are too busy to really carry out their ideas.
Right.
Or they don't have the confidence to really step out.
Right.
To do that idea.
Right. So how can we ever know you have any? Just something to think about.
If you never tell no one, no one never knows.
And it's interesting. I actually do have an experience with this. There's a lot of people who, you know, when I tell people, I say, you know, I'm willing to, you know, if you're an entrepreneur in similar field to me, I'm willing to, you know, put your hiring needs out on my LinkedIn, you know, share it for you and, you know, get the word out there. You know, there's always somebody out there. There's always people trying to get me to share that are, you know, for a company or something who are, who I don't want to, I don't feel are worthy enough to share the needs. But the entrepreneurs are the ones, the new ones that never want to take me up on that offer.
Take you up on that offer.
Well, nobody,
like, no, I know, we don't need to put that out there. I'm like, yes, you do.
Well, nobody has your idea. You may think they do, but only one who's got your idea is you. So that's just something to think about, because this guy, Jim Dyson, said it. Everyone has them.
And everyone does.
And so some do it. Some are just too busy.
Uh-huh.
Trying to figure out how to do something else, and because they don't want to tell anybody. So it's just something to think about, because we're talking about entrepreneurs. Maybe one day we're going to bring this up on the Employment Opportunity Show, because a lot of people hold themselves back from their advancement because they don't want anybody to know they want to advance. Just something to think about. But this is what some entrepreneurs might say. So you have some ideas, Mr. Dukes.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you got one? You got more than one?
Well, I got one I'll share.
Well, I didn't ask you to share. However you want to share, go ahead, because we'd like to know what's on your mind. You change your mind, even.
I have an idea. I'd like to be set up an assembly, to be assembler for people that buy stuff that, like, they go to Kia and buy all this stuff that's not assembled, and they need somebody to assemble it.
Okay, so you'd like to set up an assembly what?
Well, assembly shop. Shop that we would do assembly for, you know, they go buy dresses and stuff. We put it together for them at a reasonable price, and we delivered it back to them. That's been one of my ideas for probably the past 10 years, and I never has. I was too busy to step into that because of what I was doing.
Okay. Well, the words is where we all live. It was.
This is for individuals or businesses, other like business to client, or is this business to business type thing?
No, business to client.
Client. Okay.
There's so many people don't have talent anymore.
I see what you're saying.
People buy stuff. But
yeah, right.
You know, most stores don't assemble anymore.
No. Right.
You know, humans don't.
Huh? Humans don't.
They don't take it. They don't have
Humans don't assemble in the stores anymore. Yeah. You know, that was a time.
Because other humans said so.
Right.
There you go. You got it. Yeah.
But go ahead. Sorry.
Bicycles.
Exactly.
Humans don't assemble their bicycles anymore. They come in a box, and you go buy them in a box. And you got to take them home and put them together. Or you take it to somebody else who knows how to assemble the bicycles.
Well, maybe if you get out your contact information, somebody, not on the show here, somebody may say, this guy's got an idea. I'd like to know more about it, because I'm looking for something that I can partner up with, or something like that. Just something to think about.
Call me.
Yeah, ideas are, we all have them.
Yes.
So.
That's what Mr. Dyson says.
Right. So, anyway, it's time that we go to a break, and it's time that we switch and go to another entrepreneur, but we'll be right back going to another entrepreneur. But you're listening to myself, Mr. Dukes.
Right here.
And Mr. Bobby telling us our interpretations of famous quotes. And we'll be right back to share some more with you.
All right.
A lot of money.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Money. Right here, y'all.
Entrepreneurs want to make money.
Want to make some money.
Many of you others want to make some too. I suggest taking those ideas that you have and becoming an entrepreneur.
Put them together.
And make your money
if
you want more. But we're taking famous quotes tonight by famous people and interpreting those quotes based on our interpretation in terms of what it means to us three here. So we're going to number four. Number four says, logic will get you from A to B. Imagination will get I got to back up. Imagination will take you everywhere. Albert Einstein said that, but I'm going to repeat
that
again.
Bad boy, then.
Logic will get you from A to B. Imagination will take you everywhere. Okay, Mr. Dukes.
Yes, sir.
What does logic mean to you? What do you think logic is?
When you're talking about doing logic, you do things in order.
That's what logic means to you?
Yes.
All righty. What do you think logic means?
Logic helps the, well, in terms of entrepreneurship, logic helps the entrepreneur execute the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Imagination creates the plan.
Okay, I'm going to get to the imagination piece. In a second.
Yeah, I went to jump the gun there a little.
That's okay. But logic to me means something I think is logical. That's what logic means. It means either it's something that I think makes sense to me, and I do it in this way. Doesn't mean it's logic.
However,
that's one way to look at it.
True.
Now, another way to look at logic is, I'm going to say, some of you remember the game hopscotch. Some of you. Maybe some of you don't either. Anyway, some of you Gen Zs and Xers out there, if you aren't familiar with the game, give us a call and we'll explain it to you. However, it's something people used to make a diagram on the ground or on the sidewalk or in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with you hopping from one box to the next box. I don't forget. Can you skip a box?
Nope.
One foot, two foot, one foot, two foot.
Okay,
and if you had a house in the 70s, you had carpet. that already had the print.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you remember though. Anyway, so that's logic. Which means you got to go through every piece of it, step by step. Now, imagination will take you everywhere. What do you think that means to you? Not them, you.
My imagination will take me everywhere is what I imagine I can do, and I will stretch out to do it.
Okay.
I have a big imagination.
Where will it take you?
Everywhere if I follow the imagination.
Okay. All righty.
It is your engine for creativity.
Ah. Or
engines for opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To create something new, shall I say.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to say to me, imagination is imagining something as far as what it could be.
Didn't your teacher ever tell you not to use the word in a sentence?
Yeah, some teachers literally told people not to do that. Don't imagine things.
That's right.
Now, I want you to really think about how some of you may have grown up stripped of your imagination. Although it's there anyway. But I want you to just think about it. Imagine somebody saying, one day I'm going to go to that thing that's up in the sky. Or I want to go there. Or how did I get here in the first place? Did I come from up there?
Hmm.
Anyway, but the imagination will take you everywhere you want to go. Okay, now some of you know, use your imagination in so many different ways. I'm not going to mention none of them on the air. But your imagination will take you wherever you want to go. Anyway, so in this case, I want you to imagine having your own business or your own idea come to fruition or your own thought. Okay, imagine that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so just probably a couple of months ago, I was in a workshop, and it had to do with imagination. And in my imagination, I came out with a statement about what I'm doing now in terms of the type of training I'm doing. Okay, the statement was, imagine a workforce whereby everyone had jobs doing what they already enjoy doing. Imagine how productive our workforce would be. Anyways, I'd like to have you think about that. Now, the reality is somebody else told me to use the word imagination. But just imagine if people did what they do anyway and got paid. Because we all do it. So the imagination will take you anywhere you want to go. However, you got to get it out and let people know that they can imagine things.
Mm-hmm.
Because only humans can do that. That's something robots can't do. So I'd like to have you just think about it, because that part of imagination is where the human in us comes forward. And that part of imagination will always be there. I'm not sure a machine can come up with imagination. Humans can. So, that's what I'd like to have you think about. And but imagination will take you everywhere you want to go in your mind. Okay, we have these 3D things coming out, these vision things that you can look in. I can't think of, Google makes them or somebody makes them. However, but you can look at things that someone has created for you to imagine. You know, So the imagination would take you wherever you can visualize going.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have imaginations. I'm going to suggest that you use your imaginations. They create our future. And it doesn't matter what it is. It creates it. So if you think about it, you can become it in many cases. That's what entrepreneurs do. So just think about it, because it will take you where you want to go.
Yes.
In your mind. And in some cases, all you got to do is, if you share it enough, you'll put that in other people's minds. And if you share it even more, you may combine some of your imagination with somebody else's imagination and create a third imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So just things to think about in terms of how humans come up with these things. That's one gift I think we have. I don't think we know of any other species that has that. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. So, but anyway, I'd like to have you think about it. Anyway, so I've repeated these quotes.
Mm-hmm.
These quotes by Albert Einstein,
mm-hmm.
James Dyson, Reid Hoffman, and Jim Rohn. Because these are just some of many people who make statements that become very popular. And so I've just taken those statements and used our interpretations, because we can interpret the types of businesses we'd like to have, the types of jobs we'd like to have, the types of way we'd like to live. We can imagine so much.
Mm-hmm.
However, the only thing that matters is getting started. And you're not supposed to know how. You are supposed to get started so that we can help you get there, and then you'll learn how. Anyway, so just something that I'd like to have all of you think about. You're listening to statements from myself, Mr. Dukes, and Mr. Bobby. And we'll have more in future shows. We'll come back to this from time to time and get you to imagine how you would say something, how you would do something, because that's what entrepreneurs do.
They're very creative.
We're all creative. Every last one of us. It's a matter of what do we do with that vision we have that
that's
pops
right.
into our mind.
Whether we have the confidence to go forward with it and to be willing to step out and do it.
Some of us do. Many of us don't.
That's correct.
But it's there. It's still there. And so it's a matter of you sharing what's in there, because none of us can see what's inside of you. All we can do is imagine what's there. And the worst thing you can do is have some of us to imagine you don't have anything there. So I'd like to have you just think about that, because it's there.
Yes,
well,
it
I hear
is.
The music.
Must be that time.
Which means it's time to go. You're listening to Frank Sinatra, My Way, and I've said this before many times. All the things you find yourself doing, like doing, you literally haven't done it your way. I'm just trying to help you to recognize you can start your own business that way as well, because it's going to come with that imagination. Anyway, stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming right up, and understand that you can do it your way, and we will see you next time.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.